الحمد لله
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يرغب عن ملة إبراهيم إلا من سفه نفسه، ولقد اصطفيناه في الدنيا وإنه في الآخرة لمن الصالحين. إذ قال له ربه أسلم، قال أسلمت لرب العالمين. ووصى بها إبراهيم بني ويعقوب: يا بني إن الله اصطفى لكم الدين فلا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Alhamdulillah, if we were to reflect upon these three ayah that have been recited to us, it can function as a monumental change in our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these three ayah essentially is asking us multiple questions or instructing us multiple things. Number one, what is the pathway that you have chosen? And this is something we have to always answer to, and we will be answering to this, either we do it now in the grave and or the hereafter. If we fail to answer it now, definitely we'll be called upon to answer in the grave. And if we fail, and may Allah protect us from this, if we cannot answer it in the grave, then undoubtedly in the hereafter we will be called upon to answer it, and based on our answer we will be awarded heaven or hell. Therefore, these three ayah are asking us, number one, what are you inclining yourself towards? وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِيَ نَفْسَهُ. And the second one ayah is, what are you surrendering yourself towards? And the third ayah is addressing, we all want to leave behind something for our children. Why do you work so hard? So my children can be successful. It doesn't make sense. Why must you work hard for them to be successful? Shouldn't they be working hard for their success? But this is the thing we get caught up in. I have to work 16 hours a day, 18 hours a day, just to ensure that they will be successful, and they don't care because they're looking at you breaking your head. And what does Islam teach us? The best value you can give your child and your children is manners and respect. Because once you teach them manners and respect and dignity, then that is the legacy, inshallah, that will continue long after you are gone. And this is what Ibrahim alayhi salam is passing us, or this is the message he is sharing with us. That's why it says here, وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَمْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِيَ نَفْسَ. You know, who is the true fool? سَفِيَ نَفْسَ. سَفِيَ has to do with a foolish individual. So Allah is asking the question, who is the one that is really foolish besides the one that turns themselves away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what Allah wishes for them to follow? And a person that turns away from that, in reality they are foolish, because they are opting to follow a lifestyle other than the lifestyle that Allah has chosen for them. Because when you choose a life other than Allah and other than what Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam preferred, that's what the Quran says, مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ هُوَ سَمَّاكُمُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. We were not just called upon as being Muslims from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are called Muslims from back then, at the time Ibrahim alayhi salam. مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. That is your millah, that is your progeny, that is your background, that's where you come from in as far as your aqeedah is concerned. That is why our values of Aqeedah are supposed to be very strong. Ibrahim alayhi salam, like every other prophet, but in him we see a very radiant form of monotheism. Whether he is attacked, whether it's a relationship with a parent, with his children, you name it, what, with his wife, whatever situation he was put in, which every one of us is going to be put in. You're going to have an issue with your mother or father, Ibrahim alayhi salam has a solution. You're going to have an issue with your child, Ibrahim alayhi salam has a solution. You have an issue with your leader, Ibrahim alayhi salam has a solution. Whoever you come in contact with, Ibrahim alayhi salam, his model, or we can model ourselves after him. So the Quran is saying, who is that individual that chooses to be so foolish that he will not follow this preferred way of life? وَلَقَدْ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Allah makes it a win-win situation because of the good choices he has made. Allah says, we have now also given him preference over others. Particularly in this world. And as far as the hereafter is concerned, لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ, he'll be amongst those individuals that are righteous. See my brothers and sisters, we all want Jannah. Everyone says one Jannah. That's human nature. Allah teaches us from this ayah, Jannah alone is not sufficient for a truly pious person. It's just like, from a worldly point of view, a job alone doesn't give you success. I mean, what is a job? For some it may be pulling leaves, for others it may be cutting grass, for others it may be cleaning hubcaps, for others it may be something much more than that. So the dua a man makes and a woman will make is, oh Allah, give me a job that I can manage, that gives me the success that I need, and many of the young ones will say, and I can retire with the age of 40. Speak to any young one out there, that's the goal. 35, 40, they want to retire. Brother, what do? I go to school. How old are you? 25. What are you studying? I'm working on something. Trust me, if that's your system, you're not going to be retiring statistically at 35 or 40. You'd be lucky if you can retire at 65 at the rate you are going on. But you can't tell children this nowadays. Because if you tell them that, Imam, you are hurting the self-esteem. So when a person tells you 25 and still undecided, what you have to say, mashallah, go for it, you can do it. But you know where this person is heading if they don't put their life right. So therefore, وَلَقَدْ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا. Because of the magnificent choices he made, in all those things we discussed, parent, child, family, society, etc., etc., Allah says, I've chosen him in this world, and in the hereafter, not just Jannah, he'll be amongst those that are righteous, those that are good, those, now you may say, but everybody is in Jannah is good. No. One group goes into Jannah directly, another that goes after being cleansed, may Allah protect us, in the fire of hell. So he is amongst those, one-way ticket. Imagine going from here to, let's say you're going to Africa and you buy one of those cheaper tickets. Trust me, it can be a nightmare. You go from here, some of you are smiling, that means you have experience. You go from here to Texas, Lord knows how long you have to sit there. I know one fellow was complaining, he had to wait in Texas for 24 hours. Then from there he had to go somewhere else, 8 hours. He says, Imam, I should have paid that $300 more. I would have made it there at least 24 hours in advance. So I lost the day going. First of all, you lose time or whatever. This fellow had to lose 24 to 36 hours extra compared to somebody else. Plus coming time, another 24 to 36 hours. Was it worth the $300 that he saved? Same thing. One is a one-way ticket to Jannah, and the other is you are forced to go through a detour. And Allah is saying, وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Because of the good moral choices he had made, Allah says, one-way ticket for him and one-way ticket for you and I that choose to follow him as well. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. When Allah said to him, submit. He didn't say submit to what? Like today's kids. And again, you got to be very nice to them. You tell them submit. Submit to what? You explain what? Why? You tell them why? It never ends. And I can understand a child doing this. But this disease has caught up even with us adults. And even with religious scholars. To the point where it is destroying our iman, destroying our societies, destroying our communities. Some things just have to be followed the way Allah wants you and I to follow it. That's it. Some things just have to be done that way. But our society is such, we have to question, we have to dialogue, and come up with something totally new, only to realize later on, it is something that is not so new after all. So Allah said, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ. Remember. The word is means remember. Remember. Why does Allah say remember? How do you start a sentence with remember? Why does Allah need to start a sentence with remember? Allah is trying to say, reflect upon a critical point in your history. That critical point is such, despite his challenges, despite Ibrahim alayhi salam going through up and down, Allah said submit. He didn't say, but Ya Allah, you know, I've been through so much. Did I not submit before, Ya Allah? I submitted before. I'm a prophet. So why are you telling me to submit now? Haven't I always submitted? No, he didn't do that. Allah said submit. He didn't question the past. He didn't say, and if I did so, what am I going to get in return? Nothing. Allah said submit. He said, Aslamtu li Rabbil Alameen. I submit. And he didn't just say, I submit. He said, I submit to the Lord of the worlds. In other words, I'm not even going to dispute this aspect. Look at the inside of this individual. May Allah bless him, bless his family, bless his progeny, and make us like him and our progeny like him. When he was called upon to submit, he said, how? In other words, Aslamtu li Rabbil Alameen. Undoubtedly, I submit. Because nothing is worthy of submission except Allah. Allah, who is the Lord of the universe, Lord of the world, Lord of what I know, Lord of what I don't know, Lord of the seen, Lord of the unseen. وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ. And I will end off inshallah with this. Ibrahim and Yaqub alayhi salam advised and gave advice to the young ones. And every man, every woman wants to leave something for their children. That is, I mean, you ask people, why did you come to America? For my children. That's what they say, for my children. So Allah just gives you children, that's all. Is that why you came to America? For children? Can't you get children anywhere else? No, for their success. What success? So they can go to college. Trust me, brothers and sisters, there are other countries out there where people are getting degrees upon degrees. It's not that this is the only place in the world you can educate. And you know the stats of this. You know what's going on in China. You know what's going on in parts of India right now. You know, there is a fellow I spoke to. He sends his child to a school in India for over $500 a month. I said, what? $500 US? He said, yes. I send them there to the school. They give them a special diet. The diet is to increase their learning and understanding. You name it. And they are one of the most brilliant students possibly in the world right now. China also has schools like that. So you talk of education, trust me, your son and daughter will be better off in some of those countries than over here. My point is, our intention should not be just for education alone, just for money alone. وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ. Ibrahim alayhi salam and Yaqub alayhi salam teaches us something very important. يَا بَنِيَّ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ. Oh my children, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen his deen for you young ones. Money comes, money goes. Life comes, life goes. Everything comes, everything goes. But this deen, my children, he's saying, Ya bani, inna Allah astafa alaykum ad-deen. Allah has chosen this deen for you, my children. Hold on firm to it. Do whatever it takes to maintain it. And it will give you dignity in this world and in the hereafter. فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ What he says, Oh my children, this deen has been chosen for you. فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ And do not die. But he didn't just stop there. Do not die. Because everyone dies. Except that you are in a state of belief. In a state of iman. In a state of believing in the Prophet you are called upon to believe. In a state where you can say, I lived my life the way Allah wanted me to live my life. My living was according to Allah. My passing away is according to Allah. And inshallah, my resurrection will be according to Allah. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, this is the time of year where we talk a lot about Ibrahim alayhi salam. It is not just sufficient to talk about him alone. We have to do things that proves our love and affection for him. This comes through, again, reflecting. What did I do with my children? How can I improve? That never ends. For a parent, you can be 99 years old. And Allah will always give you that love, inshallah, for your child, to keep them on the right path. And ask any man, ask any woman, regardless of how strong they are, the day they lost their mother or father, from there on it was almost like it was game over. Then you're just living on cruise control. That's the link Allah gave, mother and child, father and child. You know, there's a tribe in Africa, in the essence of time, I'll keep it very short. When a boy or when a child separates from a mother, they go away, let's say far away. Choose a place, wherever it may be, miles and miles away. And the mother starts singing a certain type of song. Allah made the link so strong between the mother and the child that the child knows automatically, gradually, it must start coming home. Whenever the mother thinks of that child, and wants to connect with that child, the mother starts doing her ritual and her song, and gradually that child will come. And researchers have documented this. So this is the link Allah has given, a parent and child. So from this ayah, my brothers and sisters, don't break this link. And young ones, don't break the link by following a lifestyle that is other than what Allah wishes for you to follow. Because that's where you end up breaking up not just yourself and Allah, as in the ayah for qadha rabbuka alla ta'budu illa iyyah wa bil walidayni ihsana, you'll break the link between you and Allah as well as you and your parent. And once that link is broken, you are like living worse than an orphan. So this is what Ibrahim alayhi salam and Yaqub alayhi salam shared with us, that oh my children, Allah has chosen this deen for you. Hold on to this deen, and Allah will give you inshallah in this world, and undoubtedly it will also help you die with iman. Inshallah, regarding this, as you know, an announcement will also be made inshallah in a few seconds. Next week will be the Eid inshallah on Monday. We have two sessions of prayer, and whichever one is good for you, easier for you inshallah, we hope that you will try to come as scheduled. Because as you know, we don't have parking issues and things like that. People, some need to go to work. So try to be on schedule, inshallah, when the announcement is made. Number two, the animals are for sale. As well as we are selling shares. The share price, as you know, we bought a block amount. A block amount of about 150 or so. And that has been sold out. So now we have a new stock that we are to buy. And that is approximately $75 per share. So inshallah, if Allah has blessed you, then by all means, try to purchase it. So that way, inshallah, not only you can benefit, but the poor can benefit as well.